CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. The families of those killed or wounded in Afghanistan this month, allegedly by a U.S. soldier, have received payouts from the United States. Two Afghan officials say a total of $860,000 has been paid. But CNN's Sarah Seidner says there could be a negative byproduct for the families getting this money.
In most of these places, people are illiterate. They're not used to dealing with this kind of money, and there's certainly nowhere safe to put it. So we'll have to see what happens, but it could cause a security risk for them and anyone around them.
U.S. soldier Robert Bales has been charged with 17 counts in that shooting rampage. Pope Benedict XVI spoke to hundreds of thousands of Catholics in central Mexico earlier today. The Pope's visit comes amid a backdrop of widespread drug-related violence in the country. Tens of thousands of people have died in the last 6 years. The brother of Mohamed Merah, the gunman killed in a siege in southwestern France last week, has been now charged in connection to those seven murders in the Toulouse area. CNN's Diana Magne says the elder Merah has been charged with group theft and other charges.
The 30-year-old brother of Mohamed Merah, Abdul Qadar, has apparently been formally charged now on charges of complicity to murder in all seven cases.
The final round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill is underway in Orlando, Florida, and Tiger Woods is poised to win one of the first major tournaments for him after a 30-month drought. PGAtour.com's Larry Dorman says crowds are there in force to see Woods on the green.
Whether they love him or not, they want to see him play, and he is not disappointed in the early going today.
Two more games are being played today to fill out the men's college basketball Final Four. The first of those in Atlanta, with Kentucky holding a commanding lead on Baylor in the second half. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.